Daphne Willis seems to be on the verge of something big. Her debut CD, What to Say, attracted notice last year. She moved from Chicago to Nashville. She surrounded herself with new talent. She began to write more of her own music. And this spring, she's brought out her second album, Because I Can. That's Do What You Want from Daphne Willis's new album. And Daphne Willis joins us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, great to talk to you. And please tell us the story of your discovery, because I gather we're talking to you now because somebody's iPod ran out of juice.
Oh, man, I love the serendipitous nature of the story is great. Kevin Welk, who runs Vanguard Records and owns Welk Music, actually Lawrence Welk's grandson, was on a flight, and his iPod did indeed die. And you can plug your headphones into the armrest or whatever, and one of my songs was playing. And he went into the pamphlet and saw I was unsigned, and that's kind of how it initially started.
So you've been singing since you were a little girl?
Yeah, both my parents had their roots in music, so they both went to the University of Texas. My mom was a vocal performance major, and my dad was an engineering major who also minored in music business and worked at Sony BMG for 30-plus years, so I have an older brother, too, who is also musically inclined, and my parents would rock us out to, like, you know, Elvis Costello and Stevie Wonder and Ella Fitzgerald and, all the great classic songwriters and vocalists, so I kind of grew up surrounded in that world.
Now, at some point, though, did your mother say, if you want to get serious about this, though, it can't be just singing for fun, you've got to put some technique in it?
I mean, certainly there was always this passion for music driving me, but I think that as I grew older, I certainly saw through my dad working in the business that it was very competitive and very difficult. So I actually always kind of planned on it being more or less a hobby. I actually went to DePaul University in Chicago for secondary education, English. And
you're going to be a teacher?
Yeah, I was going to be a teacher. And then it all kind of came about, you know, that Kevin Welk had heard this recording of mine on a flight, and then I was just kind of presented with this huge opportunity, and you know, my parents, of course, were like, "Do it, go for it," you know, yeah. Very supportive, and so here I am.
Now, of course, we heard a little bit of "Do What You Want." You have songs on this album that are unmistakably pop, but other songs too. Like, well, let's listen to this one, "Slow Down."
We put in our time, and it seems a shame to keep walking these lines when it just stays the same.
That's a beautiful number.
Thank you.
Show another side of yourself there?
I think it definitely does. Very extreme. I'm a very extreme person. I'm either like really, when I'm doing something, I'm really in it and really doing it. So I think that being able to have a song like Slow Down on the record helps me, as well as I think it also really helps the record to kind of pull it back for a second. We gotta slow.
You got a favorite song on this album?
I really don't. It kind of goes back and forth.
Or they're all your favorites? You're new to this business. I've interviewed a lot of musicians. Your answer, Daphne Willis, is to say, you know, Scott, I love all of these songs.
I do love all of the songs. They all represent a different kind of emotion. So it's kind of difficult to kind of just like pick out one, you know, one thing or one emotion when they're all just, you know, part of life.
You push your voice a bit on a couple of numbers, which is a nice thing to hear. Let's listen to a little of the track, Spit It Out. That's quite a range.
Thank you.
How do you do that?
I really think that just, I think it's half genetics and half the fact that I pretty much practice singing every day. And anybody can tell you getting good at any craft, whether it's music or anything, math, whatever, it just takes a lot of practice. Well, I don't know why you're leaving. No, I don't know. Why you're leaving? No, you try to get up all nice and slow, but I don't know why you're leaving. No, say you got somewhere to be, but I really don't want to see you go. Ooh. And it's raining outside anyway. Weatherman said raining all the day. No, it's raining outside anyway. Weatherman said raining all the day. Say you got somewhere to be, but I really don't want to see you go.
I enjoyed doing a little research on you and coming across a video of you singing. You're wearing, they're not over your eyes, but you've got goggles on your forehead.
I've started kind of collecting them and kind of collecting different styles. And like, so if I'm feeling really dark, I'll put on a really dark pair, you know. Or if I'm feeling like really fun, I've got this pair with like fuzzy, they're like fuzzy goggles. So I'll put those on. And I just think the whole thing has probably gotten out of control, which is a good thing. Definitely a good thing.
Well, it's good shtick. Daphne Willis, so nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Daphne Willis, your new CD, Because I Can. You can hear more cuts from the CD on our website, npr.org. Daphne Willis joined us from California.